Kia ora, Lynn, and thanks for joining us here today to talk about your experiences at the 1974 Commonwealth Games here in Otatahi Christchurch. Maybe if you just introduce yourself and what your role at the Games was and tell us a little bit about your memories.
Kia ora, Rachel. And yes, I'm Lynn Andrews, and I was with the news media as a hostess, the deputy head news media player. And which meant I started several weeks before the Games out in the Games Village where the news media were based. And of course in those days we had to sell the Games. And so they were looking for stories. In those days, would you believe, would there be drugs testing? And it was also the first colour television. So we needed to get success to make it a success. And of course on the very first day of the Games, I was working in the media bunker, which was directly behind the Royal Bay box in the QE2 Stadium, and I thought it was an earthquake. I truly did. The noise, the stamping, and I could see the lights weren't moving, and I rushed out up to the Royal Box, and there was Dick Taylor crossing the line. That thunderous noise of his first, that win. And they kept on saying, that sold the Games. The Games are going to be a success.
Yes, yeah, it's just so infamous, that moment. And it did seem to set the Games off to a really great start.
It did. And, of course, it was the friendly Games right through.
Yes, it did have that name, didn't it, the friendly Games. Mm. What were your, are there any particular memories that you think sum up that, why it got that name, the friendly Games?
We all smiled, and I was looking at my autograph book and it mentions my smile. Well, we did all the time. And because I was looking after the British press and they had a 3 a.m. filing deadline in England or Europe, I worked till 3 in the morning.
Yes.
I have fond memories of dictating the Queen's speech over the phone line, because the telex, would you imagine, the telex had broken down.
For our younger viewers, you may have to look up what a telex was.
I'm afraid so. But the media hostesses were a new innovation for the Commonwealth Games, and it came about because in Munich, with the unfortunate Israeli sabotage and incident, there were no communications. The news media couldn't get this story out. Yeah. And it was only their hostesses who went home to their private phone numbers and got stories out for the media. Yeah. And so the first Commonwealth Games hostesses were at Christchurch. I don't know if I ever had them again, but that was our job, to get the news story out.
Yeah. And, of course, it was the first major broadcast in colour television.
Yes,
So it was huge, really, wasn't it?
Totally huge. And those visions of the weightlifting, in particular, I was there the night it fell into virtually the feet of Princess Anne. And I was there till 3 or 4 in the morning because the competitor was to be interviewed, but not before he passed a sample. And we waited in the James Hay, and we waited, watching that 3 o'clock deadline.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, Lynn, thank you so much for sharing your stories. I'm going to just mention here that you've got your jacket with you that you wore at the Games, and you've shown me your fabulous photo, which you just look amazing, and the uniforms that were worn were really quite stunning, and so hopefully we might get that on our digital repository. But thank you for sharing your memories with us, and yeah, thanks for coming today.
Thank you, Rachel. My pleasure.